What happens when a simple fantasy confession over dinner turns three lives upside down? Sarah Kate's wildly popular novel explores how one woman's admission about wanting a threesome catalyzes a profound transformation for three people whose lives have always been intertwined. Hunter and Isabel have been married for nearly a decade, with Drake as their perpetual third wheel, a dynamic that feels as natural as breathing to all three. Their bond runs deep. Hunter and Drake grew up as next-door neighbors in a working-class neighborhood marked by addiction and neglect, while Isabel entered their lives in college, seeing potential in Hunter that others missed. Now successful adults running an exclusive Manhattan sex club, their carefully balanced relationship shifts when Isabel reveals her fantasy, planting a seed that takes root in unexpected ways. What makes this story resonate beyond its steamy exterior is how it transforms taboo desires into a heartfelt examination of vulnerability. During a research trip to Los Angeles, Drake and Isabel participate in a shibari rope demonstration together, a moment crackling with unexpected electricity. Hunter, watching from the audience, experiences a surprising reaction. Instead of jealousy, he feels powerful arousal seeing his wife and best friend together. This watershed moment catalyzes their journey into unexplored emotional territory, forcing all three to question everything they thought they knew about love and commitment. It's because I want you so much. Our relationship has become too easy. I miss fighting for you. Hunter's breakfast confession reveals that his desire to watch Isabel with Drake stems from emotional needs rather than just physical attraction. His admission highlights how long-term relationships can lose their excitement. The novel shows the challenge of expressing unconventional desires. Each character confronts shame. Isabel fears betraying her marriage through her attraction to Drake. Drake feels unworthy because of his feelings, and Hunter battles internalized homophobia. When Drake admits, "I can't separate feelings from sex with either of you," his vulnerability creates space for deeper connection. Through scenes where emotional exposure intertwines with physical intimacy, we see how vulnerability, the willingness to be completely seen with all desires and fears, forms the foundation of genuine intimacy. Their confessions build a framework for honest communication that allows them to explore their complex dynamic while preserving their existing bonds. Have you ever wondered how much of who you are is dictated by others' expectations? Hunter's journey confronts the toxic homophobia instilled by his abusive father, a man whose violence toward perceived weakness shaped Hunter's self-denial for decades. Despite his attraction to Drake, Hunter initially expresses desires only through watching Isabel with him, unable to acknowledge his bisexuality. When Hunter finally visits his father's grave to declare, "I'm bisexual and I'm in love with a man," he achieves profound liberation. His coming out to business partners, expecting judgment but receiving casual acceptance, reveals how our fears of rejection often exceed reality. "Nothing has really changed. I'm still the same person to them." Isabel's journey involves overcoming her conventional upbringing by emotionally distant parents who never modeled passionate connection. Raised in a museum of perfect appearances, she gradually discovers that loving two men doesn't diminish her love for either. It expands her capacity for connection and challenges society's rigid relationship definitions. The most powerful scenes occur when all three characters interact, revealing their complex desires. During their first intimate encounter, Drake carries Isabel to Hunter afterward, showing how their connections strengthen rather than threaten each other. At Salacious, Hunter experiences his breakthrough, realizing these two are his soulmates, and he's done thinking, "I don't deserve them." Each pairing contributes uniquely. Isabel and Drake's connection deepens during Hunter's absence, though they initially resist physical intimacy out of respect. Their breakthrough comes when Drake impulsively shaves his head after Isabel cuts her hair, a symbolic transformation acknowledging their independent value. Hunter and Drake's relationship carries decades of unspoken tension. Their kitchen kiss becomes a turning point, with Drake's ultimatum to just fix this pushing Hunter to confront his internalized homophobia. Isabel provides emotional intelligence, Drake offers steadfast loyalty, and Hunter brings protective instincts and capacity for growth. Their individual dynamics create a robust bond, authentic to each character's needs. Drake begins as a self-proclaimed scoundrel, avoiding commitment. His walls crumble quickly in the arrangement, shown through lingering after encounters, protective gestures, and his softening voice. When he later attempts to date someone else, he realizes he's become a fucking idiot because of love. By the epilogue, the former commitment phobe has built a custom bed for their growing family and embraced fatherhood. Hunter's journey involves reconciling physical desires with emotional needs, initially framing his interest as wanting to watch Isabel with Drake, a safe distance to deny his own desires. He gradually acknowledges his attraction to his best friend. His two-month separation becomes necessary soul-searching, leading to his realization that watching them together was about watching the two people I love. Isabel must overcome guilt about her feelings for Drake and fears of destabilizing her marriage. Her growth involves recognizing that expanding her heart enriches her love for Hunter. When she tells Drake, "We matter," during Hunter's absence, she acknowledges their connection has value, independent of, yet complementary to, her marriage. Drake's homelessness following his apartment building's demolition metaphorically reflects his emotional displacement as an outsider struggling to find belonging in a world designed for pairs. When Hunter and Isabel invite Drake to stay with them, they open not just their physical space, but their intimate world. The spare bedroom becomes a threshold between isolation and genuine connection. Hunter's self-imposed exile serves as a necessary journey of self-discovery, allowing him to confront his fears about their unconventional arrangement. His return with the declaration, "I'm not going anywhere," signifies choosing truth over comfort. The epilogue shows Drake constructing an enormous custom bed combining two king mattresses, not merely furniture, but architecture honoring their unique bond. Every detail represents their commitment to building a sustainable future together. This story centers on the courage to live authentically despite social norms. Each character must overcome personal obstacles to embrace unconventional happiness. Hunter confronts his father's ghost, both literally at the gravesite and figuratively through internalized homophobia. His declaration, "I won't let you control my life anymore," marks his liberation, though authenticity remains an ongoing process. Drake must overcome his belief that he's unworthy of lasting love, shaped by his mother's revolving relationships. When he tells Hunter, "You are not your father, and I'm not my mother," he claims the right to write his own story rather than repeat generational patterns. By the epilogue, with Isabel pregnant with twins and all three committed to raising children together, we see family defined by love rather than convention. Their journey shows that following authentic desires leads to profound fulfillment. In embracing the full spectrum of their connections, they discover that giving more vulnerability, acceptance, and love creates a richer life than imagined possible.